with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. South African law enforcement officials have rescued an abducted American missionary.
45-year-old American citizen Josh Sullivan from Tennessee had been based in the Motherwell Township branch of the Fellowship Baptist Church, Eastern Cape Province, since 2018, alongside his wife and two children. While delivering a sermon, four men broke into the church, seizing Sullivan from the pulpit and bundling him out of the building. His truck was found abandoned a few hours later. According to police, a shootout had begun when suspects in a car tried to escape. Three identified suspects were then killed, police said, and Sullivan freed, miraculously unharmed. I'm Charles de Lathema.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi made the announcement of the lawsuit this morning.
The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff. This is a violation of Title IX. The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports.
The lawsuit is an escalation of a protracted dispute between the Republican administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills. A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders last month to turn around planes carrying deportees to an El Salvador prison. The ruling Wednesday by U.S. District Judge James Boasberg marks a dramatic battle between the judicial and executive branches of government. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 699 points, the Nasdaq dropped 516. This is SRN News. A new pro-life bill in North Carolina.
The measure, introduced by Republican lawmakers, would ban most abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkey's begun a new phase in sweeping restorations of one of the oldest churches on earth. The work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome and half domes, replacing the worn lead coverings, and upgrading the steel framework. This is SRN News. A federal judge has thrown out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees.
The order by U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman in Fort Worth came after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a coalition of major banking groups agreed the rule was illegal. The rule was proposed last year under the Biden administration, but the CFPB has been in turmoil since the Trump administration this year began dismantling it and dropping various enforcement actions against companies. The banks have been pushing hard to stop the late fee rule due to the potential billions the banks would lose in revenue. John Scott reporting.
The student accused of injuring four in a shooting at a Dallas high school got into the building through an unsecured door and then walked down a hallway toward a group of students, opening fire on them before appearing to take a point-blank shot at one. He's in custody. More details at SRNnews.com.